And thank you so much for joining us on WDKOK Sunrise. Yep, he's over there on the other side of the glass, Rob Center, our fabulous producer, so we appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, Jay Helmer is here, Administrator and Development Officer for Sun Habitat for Humanity. I would call it Snyder Union or Thumbelin Habitat for Humanity, but they just call themselves Sun Habitat these days. They haven't been too ultra-busy during the pandemic, but that's why winding down, and so they're winding up with projects on the way. So, Jay, pull that mic just another inch closer, if you would. Yep, closer. There you go.
Okay.
And welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. I very much appreciate it. All right, so let's start with an explanation. If folks aren't familiar with Sun Habitat or even Habitat for Humanity at all, tell us about
that. So, Habitat for Humanity is a large international organization. It's present in all 50 states and I think 70 countries around the world. The idea is to build safe, decent, and affordable housing around the world. And so our sort of piece of the housing puzzle, if you will, is to find properties and potentially homes that are in need of repair or opportunities to build. And then Habitat has a model where we'll identify a partner family that is low to moderate income, and then work with that family, as well with a whole host of volunteers, to build a rehab, a home. And then at the end of the process, we create a zero interest mortgage for the family that by nature will be affordable within their budget, and then that family becomes the homeowner.
And your goal is to present this opportunity to potential families where they could really significantly upgrade their housing.
Yes, we can. In most cases, we are able to create a monthly payment that's substantially lower than the rent that they're paying. And it's Habitat's goal to take folks from substandard housing into safe, decent, affordable housing that's meant to be permanent.
All right. So you have an opportunity to do a house in Sunbury. Mm-hmm. You're going to be looking on some other projects as well. Tell us what's in the future for Habitat, Sun Habitat.
Sure. We are just beginning a rehab project on Edison Ave in Sunbury, and I'm here today in part to talk about the need for volunteers. So we had our first big day last Saturday. We'll be working about three Saturdays a month on that house. Right now, it's just clearing everything out and doing some demo work, and then we'll build it back up with all new bathrooms, a new kitchen, a new drywall, and things like that. So it's a really great opportunity. If folks have an interest in helping out with construction or a skill set, we welcome that. We have a volunteer board and a construction committee within that board that leads that, as well as a construction site supervisor. So no prior experience is needed, but we are looking for folks that are willing to do the work and are 18 or over.
Right, and some of the work is skilled work. If you mm-hmm. happen to have skills, all the better. But if you don't, there's unskilled work there, too. So yep. This is the rehabbing of a home at 1109 Edison Avenue. You say your signage is down there, so folks, this home is identified. And do you have a family? Explain how families get into this program, and do you have a family for this house?
No, we do not, and that's also why I'm here today. So we are going to open the family selection application on June 20th. The preliminary application will be available online, and then folks can turn that in either to our office at 2070 North Old Trail, or we have a support office. Someone's willing to take applications at the Wood Forest National Bank in Lewisburg Walmart, where our board officer is. Mm-hmm. So we have a 30-day window there beginning June 20th. The preliminary application will ask about family and ensuring that folks have an income. And then there's a secondary application behind that. They'll involve a credit check and things like that.
Well, you're like a tough banker. You know, you require good credit in order to get it. You do check credit. You're going to get a mortgage, a low interest.
Maybe zero interest.
Yeah, zero interest. Yeah, that's plenty low. And so you're going to get that low interest mortgage. But you're going to check to make sure they can sustain it. So you go through some of the due diligence a bank might go through.
Yes. I mean, we do... want to ensure our homeowners can be successful. And so it's part of why I love Habitat is giving families the opportunity to be homeowners who might not have that chance in a traditional mortgage setting. But we also want to ensure that a family can pay back the mortgage and manage being homeowners.
All right, so folks can go to sunhabitat.org now to apply?
Starting June 20th.
Okay, so on June 20th, that's when the application period opens. When does it close?
July 20th.
Okay, so you get a month to fill out that paperwork and get all those answers. And you'll need a lot of the answers aren't sort of open in plain sight. You got to get it's not like a job application. You're going to need that bank information that you have from your job and those kind of details.
Yeah, the preliminary one will just ask for general information, and if we find someone who's a fit, then we'll follow up with asking for more detail.
In what way would a family be a fit? Explain how a fitting family looks.
Yep. So we look for really three things in a partner family. One is, like I said, the ability to pay the mortgage. So traditionally, we're looking for somebody who is making between 50% and 80% of the median income in the area. That's sort of the Habitat model. And then we're also looking for a family that is willing to partner with us, because as I mentioned, we're building the house, or in this case, rehabbing the house during the process. So part of the process is families are required to do sweat equity hours. And so we want to have a family who's willing to do those hours and potentially recruit friends and family to also help in the process.
Yeah, okay. So you got to get your family and friends involved.
Yeah, so we have a hours requirement as part of owning the home.
And one individual in the family can't do that.
You need outside help. We ask the adults in the who would be our potential homeowners to do a certain number of hours. But overall, there is a requirement.
Right. And so, what else? They have to have an income.
And
that's what, like 30,000, 40,000 and up?
As I said, it varies. It also varies in the household size. So it's hard to give specifics right now. We'll have that once we see an application and we're able to give, look at exact numbers, then we can work that through. But again, 60% to 80% of the median income in the area.
What's the median income? If you have, I knew I'd ask you a question you didn't know today.
No, I
just the opposite.
I was actually looking at this the other day. The median income in Northumberland County was in the ballpark of $42,000.
Okay, so you're above $20,000 in income or so, but of course, all that to be negotiated.
Yeah.
You're going to put in the sweat equity. How many hours are they going to
put in the sweat equity? It's a total of $250,000 for the rehab home.
Okay,
but that again can be done by family and friends in addition to the homeowner.
So you can bring them back up, so to speak.
Yes.
So you're advisable to recruit family and friends to help with that.
Yep.
Any other requirements to be the homeowner?
The third one is the goal of Habitat. Like I mentioned, our hope is to bring folks who are living in substandard housing and give them the opportunity for safe, decent, affordable, and permanent housing. So we do look and do a site visit with finalist partner families to see a situation they're living in and understand, is this a situation where we feel like we can help remedy it.
All right, where you're going to help out somebody in
their
housing situation. All right. So that's the family involved. And again, for volunteers that you want to recruit, these are people that can help out, whether it's pushing papers or hammering nails or putting up drywall or spackling or painting or Wide range of jobs.
Wide range of jobs. That's part of why I love Habitat. Part of the why I'm here today, as I said, we are starting rehab work on this home in Sunbury, and we build about 3 Saturdays a month, and so looking for new folks to come out and join our efforts. It's a great opportunity, and why I love Habitat is you can tangibly see what the impact you've had at the end of the day. You know, in our last day, we filled an entire dumpster with demo work. Like, there, you can't always say that for everything, but in our work, you can really see the tangible impact you have.
I think they call that a good tired.
That is, it was a very good tired. And so we're looking for folks to help us. But our board and our committees are all volunteer. So we spend some time. Construction is a big part of what we do, obviously, but we also need help with fundraising, with communications, and then with family selection and support. So we have a family selection committee that will, of course, be helping to peruse the applications. And then once we identify a family, we provide a trained volunteer for those families to help answer questions about home ownership, budgeting, recognizing that we want these families to be successful.
All right. Well, fantastic. How can folks get a hold of you if they'd like to know more about all of this?
Sure. So give our office a call, 570-374-2437, or our email address is sun, Habitat for Humanity, all one word, @gmail.com.
That's quite the email.
It is sun. Yes, sun habitat for humanity @gmail.com.
All right, and www.sunhabitat.org
is our website. Correct.
Well, Jay, thank you so much for all you're doing. You're really making a big difference, tangible improvements. Every so often, I drive by the Third Street house that Sun Habitat rehabbed, and those homeowners are going to town with the gardening and everything there. So
and
it looks super.
So what we want folks who can integrate themselves in the community and make it their own.
All right. Thank you so much, Jay. Thanks for coming in.
Have a good day.
Jay Helmer, Administrator and Development Officer for Sun Habitat for Humanity, sunhabitat.org.